I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 12th, 2020. Mozilla's announcement of 250 job losses yesterday seems to have taken the tech world by surprise, but it really shouldn't have. The news from CEO Mitchell Baker that the organization would be laying off around a quarter of its entire workforce came not long after the company shed 70 jobs back in January of this year. At the time, Baker blamed the company's decision on slow user adoption of revenue-generating services, but has explicitly linked yesterday's further losses to the current COVID-19 pandemic. In truth, it likely has been its failure to diversify income streams that has hit Mozilla so hard, with more than 90% of its revenue coming solely from lucrative tie-ins with various global search engines, according to its latest annual report. However, these royalty deals are set to expire at the end of the year, and with Firefox's dwindling market share, it's far from certain that the likes of Google will see the value in renewing them, at least at their current funding levels. While Firefox is struggling to maintain its existing user base, the Document Foundation has announced some impressive adoption numbers for its new version of LibreOffice and released its annual report. Having launched version 7 of the Office Suite just a week ago, the Foundation has revealed that it's already seen close to 500,000 downloads direct from its own website, with countless more copies being automatically installed through users' own package managers. Version 1.15 of the Go programming language has been released, with significant toolchain improvements. Go's linker now runs considerably faster while using almost a third less memory than in the previous version, and its compiler has added support for mitigations against Spectre CPU vulnerabilities. A release candidate for version 17 of the React JavaScript framework has landed, without any new user-facing features. The purpose of the update is to implement back-end changes that will allow its users to perform piecemeal updates in the future, rather than having to immediately rebase their applications every time that a new version of React appears. Finally today, Automattic has released version 5.5 of WordPress. The latest update of the world's most popular content management system majors on back-end and developer-focused features, while still making incremental improvements to the platform's not universally loved block editor. Along with the XML sitemap feature previously discussed on the show, WordPress also now supports lazy loading of images, which can help pages load faster for visitors to the site. And with the security of third-party extensions continuing to be a headache for many WordPress site administrators, perhaps the biggest improvement that the release brings is an option to have both plugins and themes automatically update when new versions become available. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/187. We'll be back on Friday.